Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is Nigel bringing you your fortnightly dose of goth industrial electronic alternative and pretty much anything else I can convince myself fits into all those genres, or at least it's nearby. We open there tonight with Assemblage 23, the new single from Assemblage 23, Spark CD single from them. It's good to see Tom Shear back with new material, and there's a whole album on the way, so all quite excited about that, and that's a good little CD. And tonight's show is just going to be the usual mix of me nattering away and some information somewhere squeezed in the middle, you know, news, club nights, that kind of thing. And, well, everything else sandwiched together with lots of good tunes. Speaking of good tunes, here's a track off the new Mesh CD single. This is not the title single, title track, it's the track called Shattered Glass.
And you can't. new about my views.
transformed into a silver screen. No lesson that I have learned. Displaying pixels red and blue and green. Addressed to from that abyss, to put an end to this ordeal. Someone help me to get out of this. Is there anybody real? Speak to me, I call on you. Don't know what I have turned into. My memory bears the pace of mine. All channels have gone deaf and blind. No, speak to me, I trust in you. Your vision's clear, your words are true. Your eyes reveal the world behind. I've come to see what I can find in you.
The pretty awesome Rutterson there with Speak to Me from the War on Error CD single, their recent release. Before that, we had Ghost and Writer with Night Shift. Now, Ghost and Writer, I'm not sure if I've explained this before, but they involve the vocal talents of Frank Spinnerth of Seaband, who I'm quite a fan of, so that got played. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be one of Ghost and Writer's strongest works so far, but that was off the Septic 8 compilation, well worth grabbing because there's lots of little gems on there. Hopefully we'll see more Ghost and Writer stuff now, now the stuff appearing. We'll just hope that they're just warming up and it'll get much better than that. That was pretty good anyway, but you know, I'm sure they can do much, much better. And before that we had Mesh with Shattered Glass from the Only Better CD single, and strong stuff from them as well. Looking forward to their album, as I am with Rotterdam and Assemblage 23. All got albums coming up. We're all really looking forward to them. So great kind of intro of a handful of new tracks there. I'm going to change that now. I'm going to run down some kind of news and gig guides and stuff in a few minutes' time, but I'm going to play a few tunes first, and I'm going to not bother about keeping them too brand new. This is a fairly, not, I wouldn't say fairly old, it's off his latest album, but that was a year ago or so. This is Fade Ahead with ZDTV. We'll be right back.
Dance all right.
That was KMFDM with versus Scald, versus Tim Scald, with a track called Bloodsport. That's from the Septic 8 compilation. Yeah, another track I'm playing off that. Pretty good stuff it is too. Before that we had Zombie Girl with Creepy Crawler. That's from the Back from the Dead EP. Now that's from a while ago, but I'll tell you in a moment why I played that. And before that we had Fade Ahead with the DTV from FH3. His last album is released, though he's got something coming out as well. So time for the news of releases and things along those lines. First of all, Everything Goes Cold. Now they're a band I played loads. I absolutely love their stuff, but they've only released one EP so far, and I've been wittering on about the fact that they've got an album coming out, and it's in mixing or production or something like that. It's nearly ready to be released. And luckily, this week, a date was announced for it. It's going to have its full release on December the 15th, which admittedly means we've got a couple more months to wait for it, but hopefully that means it'll come out, and we'll be all excited for Christmas. So I'll be definitely playing that when I get my hands on it. Like I said, Fade Ahead, he's got a new EP coming out now, in a slight distraction from his usual thumping stuff. If you've ever picked up his albums, they're quite often a mixture of his thumping club tracks, and also you get kind of some ballady ones as well. Now, I think his latest album, FH3, was quite a lot more ballady than a lot of people expected it to be, and he's said basically up front that this new EP he's releasing is going to be all ballads. There isn't going to be a thumping club track on it, it's going to be ballady. So that's what he's aiming for with this EP. It's called Horizon Born, and it's due on October the 23rd, so that'll be out later this month. What else have we got? Solitary Experiments. Now, I think I played a track off a CD single a few shows ago, and assumed there was an album on its way, and it is. They've got an album called In the Eye of the Beholder, due to be released on October the 29th. No, I've read that wrong. That's sometime in October. That's all I've said, October. So we're already in October, so hopefully sometime this month. I may have a copy of that soon. I'll let you know when I do, because it should be pretty good, being a fan of Solitary Experiments as we are. I mentioned Aria. Did I mention Aria? No, I don't think I did. I mentioned Zombie Girl, didn't I? yes. Zombie Girl are releasing a CD at Halloween, which has absolutely, utterly confused me, because I was under the impression that Zombie Girl weren't a kind of ongoing concern anymore. So I wasn't expecting any new material from them, kind of, ever. But the record label Alpha Matrix has announced that they will be releasing a CD on Halloween. Fits in with a zombie theme pretty well, I think, so we'll wait and see if that one comes out. That should be good, because the Back From The Dead EP is a real just fun EP, although it kind of got played to death incredibly quickly, but it did fill dance floors when it did it, so it still sounds pretty fresh, that track I've just played. What else have we got? Aria. Yes, I mentioned Aria. Now, I've been watching Aria's blog posts and things, and she's mentioned she's going to be supporting VMV Nation and Frozen Plasma when they tour Europe, which is great news. They're not coming to the UK until about November, so I'll mention the dates in a show nearer the time. But they're also supporting the Chris Shadows. Well, this is it. I think they're supporting the Chris Shadows. It got mentioned on a couple of blog posts, but not any of Aria's blog posts. Aria hasn't mentioned this herself, but some of the promoters have. So hopefully we'll know nearer the time if she is or not. But if she is supporting the Chris Shadows, like allegedly so, it should be good fun, and they'll be playing... Ooh, I believe that gig's Leeds, but again, I'll tell you nearer the time when I get the details of that. And finally, it's well worth mentioning I, Scintilla have announced a new EP called Pray On You, but it's quite annoying. In the time between the last show and this show, they've not only announced new EP, but they've also had to apologise that they can't say when it'll be shipping, having some kind of label issues at the moment, so we don't know what the issue is. They haven't got into any details. Hopefully they can sort out whatever it is with their label. But, Pray On You. Now, if you want to hear some tracks by them, what they've done, if you go to iScintilla.com, they've put on a little YouTube video clip of the track itself. So go to iScintilla.com and you can have a listen to the title track, Pray On You. That should be good. I've had a listen to that. It's a shame I can't play you it, but it's I'll try and get hold of a copy that I can play as soon as possible. Now, it's always worth running down the gigs and clubs, though there isn't much going on at the moment. I think most of the gigs have filtered out into November, so November's going to be a busy month, though this month we've got kind of not massive amount of things going on. On this coming Saturday the 10th of October, we've got Bad Moon Rising live at the Manville Arms here in Bradford. They've got Memento Mori plus support. That's running from 8 p.m. till late, free entry. And more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. Following that, over in Leeds, there's the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union on Saturday the 7th of October. That's got the main room full of goth, cheese, rock, bit of everything goes on in there. And then you've got the Mutate Room as well, which is kind of electronic, industrial, hard dance kind of stuff. That's £5 in, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. And more information at thewendyhouse.org.uk. We've also got, what else have we also got? Sunday the 18th of October, VMV Nation, Strathfrans and Aria are playing the Corporation in Sheffield. So actually that gig was slightly nearer than I originally thought. So yeah, Sunday the 18th of October, if you wanting to see any of those bands, good stuff there. £14 in advance, doors are 7 p.m. More information can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. It's always worth mentioning we've got our weekly nights of Bad Moon Rising every Thursday at the Manville Arms here in Bradford. Free entry, runs from about 8 till midnight-ish or whenever the pub shuts. And also every Sunday there's Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds. Again, free entry, runs from 7 till 11. More information about those two nights can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk or sheepish.net appropriately. Right, now, I mentioned Aria earlier, so I figured I'd play some Aria. Here's a track from, I think it's her first album, the album's called Flicker, the track's called Counterblur. Now, you want to choose over me.
see nothing but tears. Beat goes on. The beat goes on. Through the fire and storms. Through the raging soul. It's our condition. It's our condition. It's our condition. It's our condition.
It's
That was Lahania with Welcome to the Underground. Before that, we had Dragons with Condition. And before that, we had Aria with Counterblow. All great stuff from varying amounts of time over the last while I've been doing the show. Saying that, I've just come to the end of the show, really. It's running out of time syndrome, as I always do. So we have only one more track left. So I want to say thanks for listening. This has been Dark Simulation. And I'll be back in a fortnight's time with the usual mix of chat and tunes and gubbins like that. I'm going to leave you tonight with a track by iScintilla, who I mentioned earlier. And this is a track from Optics called Curse of Eve. Good night.